Mm.
Come to Jesus comes from a period of time when I first came to Nashville when I was extremely broken and broke and tired and I really had nothing left. I was out of everything, like even, you know, motivation, you know. And that song came up, and it really revived a lot of important and necessary things in order to keep me going.
Would you describe your background as religious?
My father, I grew up in the church. My father's a minister. And he was a minister in all of all places in Long Island, New York, which is not common, a common place to have your father be a minister.
Yeah.
I just grew up in a church. I'm very fortunate to have been, you know, raised in the family that I was raised in. And you know, I'm really close with my brother actually lives there in Indianapolis. He's good. We're good friends. We're all close.
Your brother's here in town, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You worked at a church there. I don't know what it was called.
Okay, so I see. Obviously, you're very steeped, you know, in religion as far as your background and your influences. Did you sing in the choir?
My mother was a choir director.
Okay. Uh-huh. So are you in Nashville right now, or I mean in Tennessee right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you doing right now? Sounds like maybe you're washing dishes or something.
Making coffee.
Okay.
We'll all be making coffee together.
Yes.
And listening, visiting.
Where would you like to see your career go? What would satisfy you?
Longevity. I'd like to be around for a while. I've taken certain roads and made specifically more difficult decisions, you know, to take the longer road instead of the easy road. In order, I feel like strongly that's going to build a long-term career so that in 30 years I can come back, hang out with everybody and play some songs and just, you know, reminisce. I built my career and admire the John Prines and the Emmy Lou's and, you know, Patty Griffin and Sean Colvin and those kind of alpha people who know what music, when they're out there, should be about, and should be about communicating with listeners, and being able to do that is such an unusually beautiful gift. And I'm not necessarily in it to become this huge star. I just want to make good music and be respected, I guess. That's the ideal.
I think we can respect that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mindy, thanks for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, everybody have a great day.